This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The presidential race is still undecided, with President Trump demanding an end to the vote count and the Biden campaign optimistic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
As votes continue being counted in several battlegrounds, any one of which would give Biden the White House, the president is demanding the tally stop, an extraordinary statement about legally cast votes. His campaign suing in some states over what it calls a lack of transparency. Biden campaign chief Jen O'Malley-Dillon says the president's flailing.
Nothing more than an attempt to distract and delay what is now inevitable. Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
She's urging supporters to stay patient and calm as the count continues. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
England spent its first day back under lockdown Thursday, while Greece is set to follow suit. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Purple, foggy skies marked England's first day of a new month-long coronavirus lockdown Thursday. Britain's virus death toll is the highest in Europe. It is also grappling with more than 20,000 new cases a day. Finance Minister Rishi Sunak announced fresh government support in an attempt to slow a surge in unemployment, including an extension to its furlough programme. Many other European nations are in the midst of nationwide lockdowns, and Greece is set to join them next. It ordered a three-week nationwide lockdown on Thursday to help contain a resurgence of cases, its second this year after a spike in infections this week. Meanwhile, in the French capital, delivery and takeaway services for prepared food and alcohol will be banned between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. local time from Friday. Authorities say that the sale and consumption of alcoholic drinks in public spaces would be banned at night too.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News.